Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. Our hope is every single day that these would offer encouragement and just a sense of what God has for you this day. If you find these helpful, we'd be so honored if you'd consider sharing them with a friend. One of the easiest ways to do that is to send them to the website weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com, or go there yourself and click the share button. That would be amazing. Well, the question I want to wrestle with today is this idea of, is it punishment or is it preparation? Have you ever wondered if God was punishing you for something? Maybe you haven't vocalized it that way, but in the back of your mind and in your heart, you thought, maybe God's punishing me. Maybe it's a situation that didn't turn out the way that you had prayed that it would. Maybe it's somebody that has wronged you. Maybe it's frustration at work. Whatever it may be, sometimes we feel like God's punishing us. Certainly in the Old Testament book of Genesis, Joseph could have felt that way. Joseph could have felt like God was punishing him. That's why I really like reading Genesis 41, verse 41, on the other side of his problems. It says, "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." If you know the backstory, it was a mess. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. Potiphar's wife landed him in prison. Finally, Joseph gets an opportunity to interpret Pharaoh's dreams. But in the midst of that, he realizes these dreams talk about upcoming years of famine. And so for him to say that to Pharaoh, he had to be sure this was the right move, because there's no way that Pharaoh would seemingly respond well to that kind of news, would it? One of the things that I love about this is that in the midst of that moment, it would have been easy to see this as God's punishment, but maybe he's not punishing you. Maybe he's preparing you. Maybe Joseph trusted that God's purpose really was preparation instead of punishment. As he sat in the pits of his life, he didn't let that darkness defeat him. Instead, he fixed his gaze on what was right no matter what. And as Joseph brought those things before the Lord, and when he had opportunities put in front of him, he was prepared. He was prepared to handle those years of abundance in a way that saved nations when it could have been famine and the end of it all. So today, I want to encourage you, if you're in a pit, maybe you failed a class, maybe you failed a semester, maybe you failed a friend or a failed marriage, maybe you feel like you haven't gotten just three strikes, you've got 10 or 20, I want to remind you that God's still there. And if you find yourself sitting in the pit, remember this, that God's not punishing you, but he's preparing you for immeasurably more than you could ever ask or even imagine. I heard a clever line years ago that said this, "After all, a sponge soaks up the most when it's dry." And I think that's true. So here's the question today. Where do you feel like you failed recently? Ask the Lord to help you to see what feels like failures as preparation instead of punishment. Or how about this? Is there someone in your life who you feel has failed you? If so, remember that that person may be struggling just like Joseph, and that God is preparing that person too. And so in the middle of the moment, even though you may feel like punishing someone else, ask the Lord for strength and ask him for faith to trust him and to forgive them. I want to encourage you today, whatever pit you feel like you're sitting in, don't forget that God is still with you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.